When Charlotte teacher Alicia Williams was growing up in Detroit, she was often bullied by classmates. A group of middle school girls even gave her a list of 100 reasons they hated her. Williams, who is African American, thinks the dislike stemmed mainly from her complexion being darker than those who teased her. As a teacher, she's observed students going through many of the same things. That inspired Williams to write her first novel, Genesis Begins Again. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Looking at the petite brown-skinned Williams, whose smile lights up the room as she confidently teaches Providence Day sixth graders, there are no traces of the insecurities she battled growing up about her complexion and chubby size. Williams says hers is under the surface, but not so for some of her students.
I've seen our children in kindergarten come in and know the differences of their skin color. I had a little girl who cried because her hair was so puffy, and the kids were teasing her, wasn't the same. And it's unfortunate that at that young of an age, that they know the differences.
Williams says she wrote Genesis Begins Again for those students. Genesis is a dark-skinned 13-year-old who gets called derogatory names by classmates at her Detroit school and also by black students at her predominantly white school when the family moves to the suburbs after being evicted. Genesis is feisty but also tries to fit in. She scrapes her skin raw, secretly uses a skin lightener, and puts a relaxer in her hair because she longs for light skin and straight curly hair like her mother's. Some of this reflects Williams' childhood.
With my mom being a light skin, beautiful, and this gorgeous, naturally curly hair, and my dad on the dark skin side. I have a cousin who, her friends and her sister, they're all lighter complexion, and I'm the darkest one. And of course, I have locks in my hair. We went out. We were falling out of the restroom, and the guys were like, ooh, to my light-skinned cousin. And it gets to me, it's like, ooh, you're the chocolate one of the bunch. That's who Genesis was, who we are alike.
And also like Williams, a group of girls give Genesis a long list of reasons why they hate her that she keeps in a drawer.
They put, you know, because she was poor. She smiled too much. She thinks she has cute handwriting. She added because she was dark-skinned.
Colorism, discrimination within the race based on skin tone, is not new. At different times in history, light and dark-skinned blacks have been subjected to internal racism and assigned privilege accordingly. Most light-skinned enslaved Africans worked indoors, while most with dark skin worked in the fields. During the 1960s I'm Black and I'm Proud movement, dark skin tones were in and light-skinned blacks were at times on the receiving end of harsh treatment. But colorism was rarely talked about outside of the race. During a local book signing, Williams told a packed audience that's why she was hesitant to write about it.
I did have this feeling of fear that I will be attacked for airing dirty laundry. We don't talk about that outside of our home or out of our community. I still have that fear. But thank goodness the conversation has been happening a little bit more frequently because social media, I think, has changed it. We're ready, and I have to be okay in saying this is the story that I had to get out because I'm in that classroom, and I see those babies coming in and having this feeling of not being good enough and inferior. And if we don't talk about it, we'll never hear from it. Yeah.
In the late 1980s, Spike Lee's movie School Days dealt with colorism, and a lot of people criticized him for broaching the topic. But today, most of the comments have been positive about a poignant and emotional episode of Black-ish that focused on the skin tone divisions within the Johnson family after their darker daughter could barely be seen in a school photo.
This family willingly accepts black people of all shades.
You sound stupid.
I just meant that sometimes the light-skinned people in this family get treated badly.
That's what you meant?
But you know, baby, light-skins don't have problems.
Of course fair-skinned people have problems.
Yeah, but it's the same way rich people have problems.
What?
Oh, no. I can't fit all my money in my pocket.
Heavens.
The writers say it took them 5 years to write that episode because they wanted a script that would not anger viewers. Williams says she took that into account when writing her book.
This story through a 13-year-old is gentle enough. I don't think it's preaching to us how awful we are for doing this. And it doesn't have that anger in there. But the undertone is we've got to deal with this because our kids are
generationally affected.
I need one for me, one for my daughter, and then one for a teacher that I work with.
At the packed signing, where copies of the book sold out, people of all ages and races share their thoughts on colorism as they wait in line. Sonia Thompson.
Although I'm not light, my daughter is darker than me, and she has had such a hard time. It was always a problem. And so I am really relating to the story.
Standing in line with three books, Liz Bridges, who is white and a school literacy coach, says,
I thought it was very eye-opening. I mean, it was something that I just didn't know a lot about. Of course, I've seen, like, bullies, I've seen racism, but I just haven't been as tuned into it. But our district media specialists are trying to do a book study with our whole district with teachers.
Although colorism is the book's central theme, Annette Alston thinks it has other universal lessons for people of all races and ages facing challenges.
It was my weight instead of the color. It was just my weight. I felt like I just wasn't good enough. All the skinny girls not fitting in, low self-esteem, that wouldn't be me. Not feeling her in the book.
Seeing so many adults with the book surprises and pleases Williams, who wrote it mainly for a younger audience. A lot of her students turned out for the book signing, anxious to begin reading it like Evelyn Burns.
I was actually really surprised and really proud. It's cool to have a book signed by an awesome author and teacher. My teacher's a writer.
A writer who hopes her students and others latch onto the messages about self-esteem in the book and ways to achieve it. Genesis eventually realizes that her skin color is beautiful with the help of two true friends and through music, especially that of Billie Holiday, whose life struggles and soul-stirring songs gave her a place to retreat and reflect on the path to finding self-love.
I'm hoping that kids realize that finding their voice is part of the process of who they are, deciding how they feel about things, deciding to say, I can't take this anymore. They got to have their own strength. And Genesis gets to that towards the end.
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.